Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Fridays are the best, don't you think? Because I get to hear from you. Well, I open up the phone lines almost every day. But the forgotten Americans, rural America, all working America, I get to hear from you. Americans who actually produce something, unlike Hollywood. I've always liked Fridays, but since free-for-all Fridays, the day is even better. It shows the end of a work week. Well, not for many of us, but it does show the end of a work week. And we spend time with our families and our friends, catching up the chores at home, sleeping late on Saturday, going to church on Sunday. And, you know, the days of the week, the old nursery rhyme from Mother Goose, Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for its living. But the child that is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good, and it says gay. Of course, that word means something else these days. I was just so happened to be born on a Friday, so maybe that's why I enjoy Fridays so much. Nevertheless, it is free-for-all Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. CPAC is going on right now. I've got the internet up in the other room and at my desk, and I was listening to the president as I was attempting to prepare for today's show. We've had some good news this week. We've had some good shows this week. Lots of unrest and confusion in our country and around the globe. And it's not caused by President Donald Trump, but it's caused by the liberal ideology that lacks and denies any common sense. Comments from Hollywood who are clueless about the working men and women in the USA and believe themselves to be much higher than you or I or you or me. We the people, after all, they are very rich and spend thousands of dollars on their clothes and they go jet-setting around the world. They must be better. No, they're just richer. They're just selfish hypocrites. That's all they are. Because they're really big at telling you what you should do with your money. They really are. The Democrats will elect at the I think it is happening today, the new head of their DNC. They refuse to represent the people, and they continue to push forward their insane ideologies of socialism, a.k.a. communism, globalism. They want the wealth redistributed, except for theirs. And the fight for liberty will continue, and it's growing, but are you willing now to fight for liberty? Are you willing to stand by a president and his administration who are obviously being attacked and stifled from numerous corners? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Have you even heard one of those Trump haters state that? They scream about the populist as if that's a bad word. So you know me. I decided, let's look it up. A member of the Populist Party claiming to represent the common people, especially often capitalized. A member of a U.S. party, political party, formed in 1891, primarily to represent agrarian, somebody help me out there, interests, and to advocate the free coinage of silver and government controls of monopolies. And number two, the definition of populist, a believer in the rights, wisdom, or virtues of the common people. I don't think that's a bad thing, but yet we keep being told that it's a bad thing. That just is curious to me. So I ask you today, do you have your coffee? It's Free for All Friday. Let's get started together, and we will bring America home. 877-895-5410. We already have a caller. We have Roger from New Mexico, I believe. Roger, how are you today?
We're just fine here. The weather's nice. Sorry about the ice you guys have to deal with across the country.
But we're actually doing pretty good here today, but we're supposed to get rain mixed with snow this weekend. But we've had some beautiful weather. Really, we have.
But I like your radio show is always a delight to listen to because you're not propaganda. You're trying to get to the truth. And I can't believe how ignorant our leaders are. Let me talk about one in particular, Nancy Pelosi. Last week I heard her say that we have to get off of fossil fuel. We need to switch to natural gas. What an idiot.
Yeah, I talked about realize. I think I mentioned that last Friday. We're trying to figure out if she's talking about methane gas.
Yeah, well, they got plenty of that.
Yeah, they do. They're in D.C. They blame it on the cows, but I believe it's the D.C. occupiers.
But I'm an engineer, and often when you look at a problem, you have to look at it in reverse. And here's the best thing that fossil fuel, anti-fossil fuel people should say. We are all living on borrowed time. We're all eating fossil fuel. And it's called the Haber chemical process. They take natural gas, combine it with air, nitrogen, and create ammonium nitrate. They ship it out to all the farmers. All the farmers pump it in the ground. They grow bumper crops. If you didn't have the fertilizer, in other words, if you didn't have the natural gas to create fertilizer, you wouldn't have bumper crops. That means there would be no food for people. And I can envision in the future, I'm talking several hundred years, when we run out of fossil fuel, they're going to dig up all the pavement to try to create fertilizer. That's how serious we can get. But you see, it's like just the opposite of what they're saying. The reason for not burning fossil fuel is that we need it for food. Duh. You can't eat silver. You can't eat gold. You can't eat oil. I mean you can't eat wind energy. You can't eat solar cells. You see what I'm getting at?
Yes, I do.
And then there's other people that say, oh, we got plenty of room for refugees. Bring them in. There's land everywhere. Where are you going to grow your crops if you fill it up with refugees? You know, every acre of farmland is used to support so many people. You get too many people and they overrun the farmland, and it's a catch-22. You're going to lose it. Anyway, and one last thing, global warming, you know what the real hoax is? The real hoax is the idea we can do anything about it. Because in 1980, the sun and the Earth's temperature separated. The sun cooled down, and the Earth kept heating up.
But the thing is, Roger, all of them are making money at it. They're making money at trying to convince everybody that we can do something about it.
You hit it the nail on the head.
Issue that comes up, it's all about money. You got to follow the money.
Yeah.
And that's why they hate Donald Trump right now. That's why they hated him when he was running, because he was talking about the immigration and he was talking about the trade issues and he was talking about the economy. And they in D.C., the D.C. occupiers occupying an office, have cut deals and making money on all that. And he's about to clean the swamp, and they're about to lose that income. We're going into a break. Roger, thank you so much. I always appreciate your encouragement. We appreciate it so much. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Free for All Friday. I've got a little funny I want to share here with you that's old school, and then we're going to get to business. 877-895-5410. We the people, we'll be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I'm going to have to wait on my old school funnies that I was going to share with you because the phone lines are lit up. We're going to go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Okay, Beth. Are you doing okay today?
I'm doing all right, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Well, it looks like we're coming down to the wire here, boys and girls. So if you want to keep Beth on the air instead of turning to your favorite radio station here and hearing who knows what, it's time to put your money where your mouth is and get this lady some money so she can keep the station up and going and she can switch over to the new equipment. $60,000 is a lot of money.
Yes,
but we need to keep her up and going. I mean, she puts her heart and soul into doing what's righteous here, and the least we can do is to try and help her. That's
while you're mentioning that, I will say that, you know, the extra 20 was for the office, and we could forego that if we could get the other for the satellite receivers. And so let's say that's 40,000, and we've collected about 23 to 2500 so far. So it's a long way from there, but, you know, the Lord will provide in some way. Thank you, Mike.
Well, let's keep it up. And remember, if we don't get her up and keep her running here, one day you, each and every one of us may have to look into the eyes of a child or a grandchild who has awakened one morning as a slave on the land that our forefathers fought and died for, and they're going to ask us why. And I don't want to have to answer that. Beth, thanks for everything you do.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. We're going to go on to David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
I'm good, Beth. Thank you. And I hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing okay. Thank you, sir.
Good. I'm in my 70s. I was a FAA member. FFA member back in the late 50s. I had my blue and gold jacket.
Yeah.
But we moved to Arizona, and so my life changed. But I am so ashamed of Arizona that we kept John McCain in office. I know more about John McCain, all of it negative, that I cannot put on the radio. But he does not deserve anything, let alone serving the American public. And I need to add one more subject. It's short. I lived on Mount Lemmon north of Tucson for 12 years.
Okay.
And I was the teaching assistant in the one-room public school up there.
Oh, wow.
I had a little girl, a kindergartner, who was the daughter of Bob Peterson, who was the manager of Kitt Peak Solar Observatory, Mount Lemmon Telescopes,
okay,
and Mount Graham Telescope. And he told me there's no global warming. In fact, we're going to enter a mini ice age because the temperature on Earth is controlled by the sun, the activity on the sun. And then two of my neighbors that had vacation cabins, one was the head of the Arizona University of Arizona Tree Ring Lab, and the other was the chief of the University of Arizona Ice Core Lab. And they both told me carbon dioxide never causes warming. It just doesn't. So I'm convinced it's a farce. It's all about money and making deals. It's not about the planet.
I agree with you 100% there, David. You know, it was, they called it global cooling, then they called it global warming, and none of those are fitting, so now they're calling it climate change.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is changing. There is no doubt about it, but it's not. It doesn't have anything with mankind. It is a cycle, and I have read many of those articles that you're referring to about it going into a cooling stage, and I'm telling you what, it's kind of scary of what it might bring because what land is lush and wonderful now will not be.
Right.
And it's going to be in a cycle, and I don't know how many years it's supposed to last. But we should be preparing for that and getting ready for it. And
yes.
We're not. And they were talking in these articles, they were talking about the injustice and what an egregious it is that they are perpetrating against the people when they're not telling them the truth and what's coming up because nobody's going to be ready for it.
That's true. Well, I'm an amateur radio operator, and, the sun is all about historic cycles. There's an 11-year cycle where the activity of the sun has to do with the propagation of radio waves, DX. You know, it bounces off the ionosphere and travels around the world. And then the longer cycles are the ones that affect the climate on this planet.
Well, that's
nice. And we haven't started cooling yet, but we haven't been heating for I think 8 or 9 years.
Right. Well, it'd be hard to convince us of that this last week here in Missouri when we normally have some pretty cold weather and it hit the 70s. I said,
yeah.
You know what? I don't know what they're complaining about. I like global warming. But anyway, I appreciate the call, David. Thank you so much. And
you're
keep up
very
the good
welcome.
Work there in Arizona. Thank you. God bless you. We're going to go to CW in Missouri. CW, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine. And I will echo what Mike said. We've got to help Beth Ann stay on the air. And I just wish I could do more. But whatever you can send, 20 or 50 or whatever you can send, send it to Beth Ann and help her out. What I call for is I've been watching CPAC, and I can tell you the reason why conservative people don't get anywhere, they spend too much time disagreeing and criticizing each other
instead
of criticizing the liberals. You never hear liberals criticize one another. I don't care how bad they get, they just keep their mouth shut. They never criticize.
You know, I was thinking about that this morning as these people that are running for the head of the DNC, whoever gets it, you know, the next one will not complain about them.
No.
They will never say a bad word about one another, ever.
You're right. But all the conservatives do is quarrel among themselves. It's like right now. We have got a, finally, at last, we have got a man in the White House that wants to do the things that we've all been wanted to have done for the last 30 years. And you would think all these people call themselves conservatives would be overjoyed behind him. Instead of that, they're all trying to stop him.
You know, there was, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not going to name the name, there is a conservative female that has been, she jumped on the Never Trump train. And yet she was a speaker, I believe, yesterday at CPAC. And I was thinking, what are they thinking? They're not pulling together. And it just amazes me that they do that. Not that we shouldn't hear both sides of a story, but she was definitely, definitely Never Trump. I mean, ugly about it. And
the thing about it is, we hear plenty of the other side. They ought to be using people to give our side of the story.
You're right. Absolutely right.
But the thing of it, here we've got a man that spent his own money to get elected. Mm-hmm. He's not taking a salary. He's only up there because he loves America and he wants to do the things to bring America back. And you'd think all these people would be behind him. Every true American ought to be behind him. It just disgusts me to see what the others are doing. And if we don't get busy and start emailing our congressmen and start getting on these guys, they're not going to pass any of his bills.
No, they're stifling it just like the Democrats are.
Right.
In fact, they're worse. If you listened yesterday, I had an Ann Coulter article that I just really thought she did a great job on. And she was saying that they're the worst because they're the ones that are supposed to be pulling for us. And, you know, we've seen that. That's why Donald Trump got elected, because in 2012 we gave them the majority in both the House and the Senate, and they did nothing. They didn't
and
even
they
go
wouldn't
through the
be
pretense.
There
they said, well, he's going to veto it anyway. So
yeah, they wouldn't be there today if it wasn't for Trump, because everybody was sick of him last year. The only reason they got elected is because everybody voted straight ticket to make sure Trump got in. And they'd better get behind him, because what's going to happen if they don't? Next year, the Republicans will stay home and the Democrats will get it back.
Yes, they will. And I think they're hoping for that. But I'll tell you what, if they go with a crazy DNC leader, I think they've killed their party.
Yeah.
I think they'll have killed their party. People, even liberals, they're not necessarily on board for 100% socialism. And, you know, I mean, even conservatives or moderates that tend to lean that way, they're not going to go that direction. Thank you, CW. We're heading into a commercial break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all for Friday. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people on this Friday, we'll be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Well, I had a little something funny that I was going to share with you called Old School, but I want to, I nicknamed it Old School. But I want to get on to some of the news here, so we'll try and get to that in the last segment, if at all possible. It's just something cute and funny. It's not anything serious. Steve Bannon and Rince Priebus, they were at CPAC yesterday, and they sat together on stage talking. The media, the mainstream media, and many others have attacked the administration. Congress is stifling the administration, not giving President Donald Trump his cabinet. They're going to do everything they can to block him. You have to ask yourself why they're doing this. Because Donald Trump has done absolutely nothing yet to warrant, as they're calling for, impeachments. If they're upset about his executive orders, well, all he's done is put executive orders out there, which, you know, I don't like executive orders. He's put executive orders out there to eliminate the executive orders that were unconstitutional that President Barack Obama put out. And some of those he waited to do until the very last month. But, so he's done nothing, but they keep bringing up the Russia thing. They keep bringing up the fact that they think that he's got a conflict of interest in his businesses, and they won't let the president that we the people elect administrate. They won't let him have a chance. Why will they not let him have a chance? Because he's going to mess it all up for them, that's why. And others are just stupid. I'm sorry. They just don't know. Hollywood is just clueless. They sit on their ivory palaces, on their little perches, thinking all high and mighty of themselves, talking down to you and me, telling us how we should live. I used to get so aggravated at their little spots on TV when my kids were little of how to raise children when most of them were broken homes. Most of their children were addicted to drugs. Most of their children were having all kinds of psychological problems. And they wanted to give me advice on raising my children. Not that I didn't need advice from time to time. That in a locked room to go to, a little padded room to go to where I couldn't hear the noise. But Steve Bannon and Rince Priebus, they sat there and they tried to convince, and I'm convinced that the things that are being told are lies, that they do get along, that they are working together. President Donald Trump said it's like a fine oiled machine. I still think with all the strong personalities, and he has to have that, but with all the strong personalities he's putting in place, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall and hear some of the conversations when they start discussing things? But like our founding fathers, who also had very strong opinions and strong personalities, type A's, they're agreeing on one thing, keeping their promises. And Steve Bannon, he spent very little time in the public eye, so it was kind of surprising that he was there. And he is the one that's there to say, we have to keep the promises. We have to do what we said we were going to do. Now, he's taken a bad rap. I really don't know the man. But everyone that has been in his past, unless there's somebody he's had to fire, they have all good things to say. They say he's not a racist. He's not the bigot. He's not the person that they're calling him to be on the left. But he is a very strong conservative, constitutional conservative. So I thought it was interesting. I enjoyed watching Vice President Pence. I thought he did a wonderful job in his speech last evening. And I'll have to go back and hear Donald Trump's because I wasn't able to really hone in and listen to him this morning. And many of you, maybe that's what you're doing now while you're listening to me. I don't know if he's still talking or not. He started about 9 o'clock or so. It seemed to be like a pep talk. He's giving the people a pep talk. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. The media is against me. All are against me. The fight is real. The fight is real, people. We have to be behind this president. Even if you did not elect him, you need to look and see what is happening. Do you really believe in socialism? Do you really believe in the redistribution of wealth? Do you really believe that not vetting refugees coming in here is a good idea? Do you not believe in America? To watch our borders? To be careful who we allow in here? Do you not believe in that? We're going to the phones. We have Bill from Louisiana. Bill, how are you today? Bill, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
don't ignore me now.
Pardon?
Don't ignore me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear my phone. I turned the radio off. No, I really appreciate you a whole lot letting me call in and your show. It's the only thing we got to hope for people like you and us conservatives. But anyway, I watched just something on the news last night. It was, of course, I watch Fox Channel most of the time, and
right.
the Democrats are going to ISIS tactics now. Do you know how ISIS took little children and put bomb-planted bombs on them?
Yes, I have seen their commercials. It's just disgusting.
But did you know that the Democrats, I got a new name for them now. I can't call them the devil, Democrats, because the devil's, he's gone. But anyway, I've got a new name for them. They are taking little children in a school, and I seen this last night, and they are using them for propaganda against Trump. I'm not making this up.
No, I've seen the commercials. You're not making it up. I've seen them.
So I had a new name for them.
Okay, give me
the
name.
They're the de-ISIS, and we need to de-ice them.
Oh, that's good. I think that's good. De-ISIS Democrats.
Yeah.
Well, that should catch on.
Yes. So that's about all I'll throw at you right now. I appreciate you so much. I mean, it's like without people like your show, we'd be in big trouble. We just got to watch these guys. They are not going to give up.
No, they're not going to give up. Are we as anxious to have liberty as they are to take it away?
They don't know what they're messing with, because we got God and country on our side, and there's more of us than there is them. It may not be more in the popular role, but you know what? That really kicks me off, because they got so many crooks that voting with the wrong cards and everything. Trump is right. He's so right. That's the trouble of this thing. He tells the truth. You can't fight the truth. Okay, I've talked enough. I'll call you later sometime.
You're good. All right. Thank you, Bill. Well, let's go back to that populace. So we're talking about the popular vote. Hillary might have had more numbers in the votes, but those were in isolated areas because of high populated cities. She did not take more states. You got that? And that's what the electoral vote is for, the electoral college is for, is to protect from that particular situation where one city like New York City or Los Angeles or some other big city would be calling the shots for everybody in the nation. But the populist, a member of it here, wait a minute, that's not the right one. Where is it? Yeah, it is. Here it is. A member of an adherent of a party seeking to represent the interests of ordinary people. We are the ordinary people. We are not deplorable. We are ordinary, exceptional Americans. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all variety because we fight for freedom and liberty. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we the people, the ordinary, exceptional Americans, we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have church listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's free for all Friday. We're in the final segment of today's show. We have a couple more callers here. We've got Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Beth Ann. I've been trying to get some information to you about our allodium. And
oh, yes,
our
yes.
Land patents. And I'd like to read this little excerpt about federal liens and property taxes.
Yes, quickly. Mm-hmm.
In the de jure United States of America and under the common law, the land patent is the highest evidence of title for the sovereign American state citizen, evidence of allodial title and true ownership. But in a bankrupt and de facto federal United States inhabited by U.S. citizens and directed by its creditors under admiralty law, the land patent is collateral hypothecated against the debt which has been fraudulently transferred to the international bankers.
Wow.
There is a hidden federal lien on all property and real estate in the federal United States because of the federal debt to the International Monetary Fund. This federal lien is not attached to the land, but to the property and real estate situated above the land. It is assessed and collected through the property tax. Eric Madsen asserts the real estate of the United States of America was quitclaim deeded to the International Monetary Fund by the last sitting U.S. Supreme Court in 1944 as their last action. The rights entitled to land still belong to we, the people. And that's something everybody should be aware of, and they should be really working towards getting their property back to its original land patents, which is what the founding fathers wanted us to have when we declared independence from England. The king granted we the people all of our land. And granting means he gave it to us. It was not to be sold to us. It was not to be sold to the state. It was given to the people. The land belongs to the people. And everybody can do this for their own property. And if people have their land and their acreage paid off, it's still belonging to the state until you go through the steps to get it in allodium or as a land patent.
Still trying to find
my husband and I have done.
Okay, I'm trying to find somebody who knows. I know you know quite a bit about it, but somebody who
can. Yeah, I'm going to send you. I tried sending you yesterday some information, and it didn't go through.
Okay,
so I'm going to try it again today.
Let me give you my.
Several different e-sources.
Well, can you email it?
Still Beth Ann at CSC.
It's never been. It's never been Beth Ann. It's Beth.
Okay.
Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Okay, that's why it didn't go through.
Yeah.
But I've got several sources, and they've got all kinds of information. There's a group out of Washington State that is has been fighting for this,
and they all have established themselves
as sovereign.
But you guys have done it, so you can be a witness.
We have
as
done
to it
here in Missouri.
All right. Appreciate it, Laura. Send that to me.
Okay.
Or if you can't do it that way, send it to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
I will do that, too.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. She's working awful hard to try and help us. We have Britt from the USA. Britt, how are you today?
I just have a quick question. I voted for Trump. Two main reasons. One was Supreme Court justice,
right.
30-year job, hopefully. The second one was term limits, and I haven't really heard anything lately where Trump has come out and said anything about imposing term limits on senators and the House of Representatives.
That is one of his promises, and I believe he intends to keep it. Right now he's being a little bit stifled. He's moving awful fast, though. He's got to get an awful lot done here, in this first 100 days. And I heard Laura Ingraham telling Sean Hannity, they were asking her, what about the 200 days, with the Obamacare. She goes, they've got to move as fast as they can because they're giving the Democrats way too much time and the left way too much time and the rhinos way too much time to build cases against them. So they need to keep going really fast. I know he's going to do that. I think I know. I guess we don't know anything for sure, Brent, but I believe he's going to continue with that. That's the only way we're going to drain the swamp is to get him out of there. And
I hope that's the case.
I haven't
heard anything about it as since he's been elected.
Well, he's trying to get him to cut the taxes. He's trying to get him to cut the taxes, and he's trying to get him to repeal Obamacare, and they're fighting him, including the Republicans. So he's got a fight on his hand. We've got to stand behind him. By the way, while you're on the phone, let me give you this number and let me give it to everybody listening. CW said we've got to keep at it, and we do. We have to keep at it. So the D.C. switchboard, write it down, memorize it. I've memorized it. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. I failed to have it in here with me, Brent, but there is a number, and I'll look it up, and I'll give it to you next week where you can call the White House. And I think you could leave that remark on his phone and let them know we're still looking forward to term limits. Okay? Thank you, Brad. I appreciate
the call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Well, we are just about out of time. It's been a wonderful show today. We've had numerous callers from all over, not just in Missouri, but all over the United States of America. And you don't have any idea how much that thrills me when that happens. I have this old school, it's just a funny thing. Most of our generations of 60-plus were homeschooled in many ways. And now my son is not 60-plus, but my second son, he was telling me something here about 2 years ago in his job. And he said, well, they wanted him to do this. He said, they finally said, well, because you're smart enough to do this, or smart, I can't remember how he worded it, but they were talking about how intelligent he was, and they wanted him to take on this one task. And I looked at him, and I said, I've told you for years how smart you are. I said, you should tell you that when you're growing up. And he said, no, Mom, you used to tell me, you're not that stupid. No, I said, well, that's when you were creating trouble or doing something goofy. But anyway, so it's been kind of a running joke that how I had encouraged him. So this is kind of a spoof on those things. It says, Mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just got finished cleaning. And Mother taught me religion. You better pray that that comes out of the carpet. And it goes on and on and on with these. And they're just funny. And I didn't get to share them. So maybe we'll save it for next week's Free For All Friday. You know, folks, I think so much of every one of you. And I don't like asking for help. And I've been doing an awful lot of that. And I apologize for that. The satellite is going to be a tremendous amount of money to come up with, and I personally cannot do it all by myself. So I'm asking for your help. We still have a long way to go. We've got about $2,500 out of, let's say, 60, but really I need the 40. $40,000. If you can give, hey, you know, if just 40 people could give $1,000, we'd have it done. Done deal. I appreciate all that you do. It's going to take every single one of us to work together, because that's what we need to do. Have a great weekend, and bring America home.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.